January 1888. A young man is standing beneath the window of music publishers C.F. Peters on Thalstrasse. He's looking for Edward Grieg, who generally stays here on his regular visits to Leipzig. The young man is freezing and somewhat shy, but then he summons up his courage and goes up the stairs to the first floor.
Good day, sir. I'm afraid the publishers are out.
Well, actually, I was looking for Mr. Grieg.
In that case, please come in, sir. Mrs. Grieg's in the music room, but her husband must have gone out. Mrs. Grieg, there's someone to see you.
Yes, how can I help you? What have you got there? Oh, a box of cigars? I suppose they're for my husband.
Yes, madam. Please forgive my intrusion. My name is Reinlich, Anton Reinlich. My wife is a great admirer of Mr. Grieg's music, and she sent me...
My husband is not at home. He's gone to see Mr. Brodsky. But come in, come in. You can leave a message for him if you like. Here, sit down at the small table. Just imagine. My husband is meeting Mr. Tchaikovsky and Mr. Brahms at Brodsky's villa. Did you go to the New Gewandhaus too last night when Tchaikovsky was conducting his fourth symphony?
Well, I...
We were so impressed. Everyone was wild with excitement. Tchaikovsky opened his European tour with a performance in Leipzig. How lucky you are to live here, right at the hub of the music world.
The city will be even more splendid now that you're here.
And tonight... The Liszt Association is hosting a special concert in Tchaikovsky's honour. Everyone will be there. My husband, of course. Nikisch and Mahler from the opera house. Reinecke too. After all, my husband studied under him here in Leipzig. They say that Mr. Brahms has just arrived from Berlin. And all the great publishers are bound to be there, such as our dear friend Max Abraham. We visited him so often in Leipzig. His hospitality is beyond compare. I adore singing here in the music room. The garden is magnificent, don't you agree?
Yes.
In France, they say that my husband and Tchaikovsky are kindred spirits. Be honest now, what do you make of that?
Well, I suppose they mean the influence of folk music, which sounds so unfamiliar here, as well as the warmth, yearning, and deep melancholy that they both manage to express with such sensitiveness.
You're thinking of his Peer Gynt suite. But goodness, I'm holding you up. Here are my correspondence cards. Take one for your message, and I'll give it to my husband when he gets back.
Thank you very much.
We would like to thank you for your music. Peer Gynt reaches deep into the soul. Oh, that is charming. My husband will be delighted. Thank you very much for the cigars. My best regards to your wife, even though I don't know her. Goodbye, Mr. Reinlich.
Goodbye, Mrs. Grieg.